Paul Oxley's unit has done a new album called Black Cold. Paul Oxley, welcome to Radio Vaasa's program.
Thank you very much.
Magic was Paul Oxley's unit album released in 1996. Why it took 20 years to release a new album?
Yeah, everybody's been asking that, and I think it's just an idea whose time had come. We discussed making a new album, but it never really happened. They never forwarded the money and said, hey, go for it. They were sort of quite interested in releasing old material, so we had a few collection albums out and the greatest hits kind of thing. But, much as we wanted to do a new album, it just never really happened. And then, every five or six years ago now, I think I moved back here and, stayed full-time, and we'd been doing a lot more gigs with the band, and they were getting more and more popular. There's more people coming, and it just felt about right. People were asking us, when are you going to make a new album? So that's what started it off, and just the idea, and then we just started thinking about it 2 years ago.
When we met last year on April, you said that you went to Spain to write this album, but you didn't write any songs in Spain. Where have you write this album?
Yes, exactly. I took time to go, and I think I was about 6 weeks in Spain, and I took my guitar and my recording equipment and everything, but when I got over there, I just got into the Spanish sort of frame of mind of mañana and just didn't do anything. I have to admit, I went out cycling all day long and just enjoying the sunshine. And much as I tried it, it didn't feel right, so I didn't do anything. And I got back, I was living in a small flat in Espoo at the time. And when I arrived back in January in the cold and the dark, and I just picked up a guitar and it just suddenly flowed and the whole album came out. I think I wrote the whole thing within a week, the basics of the songs. And then I spent a couple of weeks recording the demos after that and put everything down. So I had the complete CD finished. And this was like 2 years ago now, and it's taken this long to actually finish the thing and get the product out.
Where you got your ideas to your songs?
I've said it before that they're kind of channeled from the universe. So it sounds a bit new age, but I just sit down with the guitar and I wait for the ideas to come, and always they come. I don't sort of think ahead and premeditate what I'm going to write about. I just wait for the ideas, and I often have them in sort of visions, so I'll see a picture of something or I'll get a title, and then it just flows after that. I mean, writing for myself, I do it that way. If I'm writing professionally, because I do some songwriting for other people as well, I have more methods. Then I sit down with a computer and I get the rhythms and I get the chord sequences first. But the best songs, generally, they just come to me, in a sort of vision, if you like.
You have done all Paul Oxley's unit songs, but now, in new album, there is one song you have done with Janne Hyöty.
Exactly. I've of course had help over the years with the band, and they're credited for arrangements. The parts of the music that they played, that's their arrangements, and also we've had people come in and help with that. For example, Anders Elias, who played on Terry's Inside, that was kind of his keyboard arrangement. But I've always been credited for the lyrics and the melody line, because I've always had the full song ready. This time round, I'd been doing some co-writing with Janne when I was living in Vaasa, and I really like working with Janne. He's a great guy and very good writer. He's had a lot of hits in Japan and so on, and we had a number one hit in Japan together. So we got on quite well as writers. We made a song called The Prisoner, which we actually were looking for somebody to sing it at the time to enter for Eurovision. We couldn't find anybody, so in the end, we entered the demo that I sang on, and it didn't get in. they decided it was rubbish, so we didn't think about it anymore. But I always liked the song. I really liked the idea behind it. And so when I was going through songs for the album, it's just one song that kept sticking in my head. And then I thought, maybe this would work with the Paul Oxley's unit. So I played it for the band, and they really liked it and thought it had a good drive and everything. So we redid all the parts and most of the parts and played them the unit stamp. And we just really loved it, so it had to go on the album.